This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Would you hop up on the chat room where the you have a live, you find the chat room on the website, therealside.com. It's a live chat room going on there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. There's so much you could do up on the website. Here, let me give you a little. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, I'm going to put on President Trump for a few minutes. But I don't want to, because I want to talk a little bit around what he, a couple of things that he said. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump says that the, it was really interesting as he's giving his speech. And I'm not really behind the person he is. And I don't want to, you know, I'll leave it to him to deal with. Trump says the owner of the football teams should fire players who don't honor the flag. And the crowd went crazy. I mean, positive crazy. Now, you know what's going to happen with this tomorrow, right? Or even later on today. You're going to have the mainstream media going nuts, saying that Trump wants to take away the freedom of speech or freedom of something of the football players. But the crowd was in agreement. And it's not freedom. It's your job. It's like we've had in the past, we've had those cases where Muslim workers go to work for a supermarket, but they won't handle pork, and they won't handle this, and they won't handle that. Not that they all do that. And they want million-dollar settlements for doing it. You're thinking to yourself, really? You didn't know that when you worked for a supermarket that these are things that are going to have to be delivered? They're not going to send another truck because you don't want to drive the truck with them in there. What do you think the other thing that sent the crowd wild was when he said, faith and family are first, not government. My God. A president putting faith and family before government? How dare he? You know it made them all nervous, right? He also said that we worship. Yeah, we worship. We worship God, not government, which is also perfect. Look, whether you worship God or not, the fact that he's saying we don't worship the government should make you happy. Unless, of course, you worship the government, in which case, yeah, I don't really care what you think. Nobody should worship government. They just, yeah, whatever. So I'm on a rant again about, and I talked to Xander about this, so I'm not talking out of school. But according to some billboards in Philly, apparently Jesus is for gay relationships. Now, it isn't simply the fact that somebody would say that Jesus was for gay relationships, but the fact that he pulled out Matthew 8:5-13 and said, this is why, what, why, whatever, this is what proves that Jesus is for gay relationships. The chapter reads, that Jesus heals the centurion's servant. Now, I'm trying to figure out where, who, what, why, when. If Jesus heals a centurion's servant, what has that to do with a gay relationship? So the verses read, and I haven't enough time to pull this off. Now Jesus, and by the way, Xander will be us after the break. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion named to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully being tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, I went way too far. First he says, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. They're honing in on that servant guy. Okay, they're honing in on that word servant. And what they're saying is that doesn't really mean servant. What it really means is, you know, lover. You know, partner. You know what I'm saying? Almost like it would be the same word used for a wife, a girlfriend, husband, whatever. But it's not. And which is why I always say, and I've said it in my book, why do they have to lie to win? You know what I'm saying? Why is it that they have to lie to get their point across, or think they can get their point across, or what have you? It just doesn't make any sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, but again, I wish they don't have to do this to win. If their product is real, if their product is strong, then there's no reason for this, is there? I think. Yeah, this is going to be a quick. All right. All right. Johnny in Louisiana. You got about a minute and a half, Johnny.
Yes. You.
How you doing? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing good, man. Hey.
All right. Talk fast, bro.
What I'm getting at is I'm from Louisiana. We raise lots of cotton. People's offended by cotton now. Well, if you're offended by cotton, take your clothes off. Because clothes is made from cotton.
I knew you were going to go there. But please,
don't do it
in the street. Seriously, do it at home, right?
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Somebody was offended by cotton because Hobby Lobby had a little decoration and they walked by it and saw it and they got offended by it.
I know. I did a story the other night and I agree with you. They have to take off their underwear. They have to take off their shirts. They won't be able to wear anything. Johnny, we're going to break. I'm sorry I grabbed the call so late. And I want to tell you I appreciate you calling in, though. I really do.
Ain't no problem. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks.
I'm Joe, senior host. Sandy Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. It is a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get to them. I don't want to waste too much time. Seriously. Sandy Gibb joins me every week, right? I mean, unless you really are just not paying attention. Seriously. Well, we're almost there. We're in the home stretch coming up to the weekend, and I always enjoy my Fridays because I get to have Xander Gibb join me on the air, as he does every week, kind of help us kick off the weekend. We get to party, and the problem is I'm at that age now where partying for me is sitting in front of the TV set with a fresh set of batteries for the channel changer. You know what I'm saying, Xander?
Yeah, do you have to take them out of your hearing aid to change the TV, or do you just have a fresh set for each?
Oh, all right. So I can't hear you. The interview's over, and we'll probably catch Xander maybe next week or the week after. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
When I get my batteries freshened for my hearing aids, we might have him back on. Anyway,
How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
I am wonderful, thank you. How is the world with you?
Every time you say something like that, I go all the way back to Saturday Night Live when he said, I look marvelous. I feel terrible, but I look marvelous, Remember that guy?
Yeah, I do. I think that...
You were still in a crib back then, though, right?
They did repeat, so I'm only 35. I think there's something to be said for the power of positive thinking, because when you're surrounded with people that are just totally negative, you really take that on board. So I'm trying to put a bit of positivity back out there for people.
You know what's really funny? It's funny you should say that, because I was just having lunch with a guy yesterday who said that he has actually backed out of Facebook to a degree because he found that the negativity that he was fighting, not even that he agreed with, but he would read it and then he'd start fighting the negativity. He said it was just getting him crazy. And he found himself getting negative and nasty. And he looked at me and goes, I don't know how you do this. 3 hours a night plus the prep time. And I said, prayer. You got to pray.
Sure.
You got to listen to God. You got to pray. You got to have things that uplift you. This is not... I don't take any of this stuff personal to speak of, but there's 8 billion people in the world. You're going to have some bad people, and it's up to us to kind of light things up. And wrong term to use, with Kim Jong-fool running around like crazy, but you know what I'm saying?
You got to stay with it.
And guys like him, you and I were talking during the break, and you hit it right on the head. You've got this guy that really he sees himself as a god. So pressing the button for him is no big deal. Lighting this planet up is no big deal. Trump stands up to him, and Trump is the nasty guy. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of worrying because I want to break that down a little further. Let's get this in perspective. So someone from another country, a little fat Asian, a little fat Korean, and I'm not talking about Margaret Cho, threatens the life of every American citizen. Donald Trump says, we're not putting up with this. We're going to stand up to you. We're going to hit you with all we've got. And Donald Trump is bad, and I just can't equate that in my brain. Should he stop tweeting silly things? Yes. Should he be a bit more careful about what he says? Yes. But he was so on point with this. Why should we have any other nation, sovereign or otherwise, threatening the United States of America? And when the president is not allowed to stand up to that, there's something wrong. And part of that is because for the last 8 years we've had an apologist in the White House. I think if Barack Obama had still been president now, there'd be a fruit basket sitting on this guy's desk right now over all of that. I'm sorry we didn't let you nuke us.
Well, don't forget, he probably would have sent him an iPod with all his speeches on it, like he did the Queen. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. How narcissistic.
Well, no, right on top of that, you send back the bust of Churchill, the guy that basically saved Europe, because, you don't really want any part of it, really. And along with that, by the way, I'm going to send you back one of the most important people in history, and to prove to you that I'm more important than he is, here's my iPad filled with my speeches on it that you probably should study and take notes. Think about that.
And they said George Bush was arrogant, and Barack Obama has to be the most arrogant person in history. Let me give you another example of this arrogance. He has the audacity to say to Israelis, when a Palestinian terrorist is about to kill you, stand down.
Yeah, right. Let's not be too hasty. You know what? When he said that to Israel, when he said, let's not move too quickly, let's not be too hasty, let's not overreact, I'm thinking to myself, what would it take for him to react quickly? Would somebody have to have a gun to one of his daughter's heads? I mean, seriously, I would really like to know at the time what it would have taken for Barack Obama to stand up and actually be American first, right, to go ahead and protect this country. What do you think it would have taken? Incoming nukes?
No, it would probably have been pictures of Michelle when she was a man. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, you can say, you can say whatever you want to. Just make sure that all emails need to be directed to Xander Gibb.
Yep, Xander Gibb at idontgiveacrap.com.
There you go, idontcare.com. I got an address there, too. I was actually getting emails there, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, me too.
Right? I mean, you say to people, look, if you've got any complaints, just send them to joe@idontcare.com. Anyway,
yes.
The... They're working on the health care bill again. And just this is just amazing to me. I actually went off on a Republican friend of mine who invited me to a fundraiser. I go, what for? I'm going to the Dem fundraiser. You guys are all the same now. You know, yep. you had 8 years. 8 years you had to have Plan B, you know, drafted out. Matter of fact, you had 8 years to get your English correct on the bill, let alone actually have a bill. How does one... It's like quitting your job before you have another job lined up and you have a whole bunch of expenses. How does one keep voting to repeal the bill, repeal the law, and not be ready for another? They floor me, Xander.
They do need to, and to an extent, I agree with you. But the problem is for me that I don't think it's something that we should repair. We definitely should replace it, but it has to be. And I've said this all along, and I've been beaten up by Republicans for saying it. But it has to be fundamentally better for the American people. Or leave it as it is. And now we can't leave it as it is because it's just got such gaping holes. You know, people's premiums have gone up so much, but you have to replace it with something better or leave it as it is.
Well, let's hit that on the other side of the break. I think that's a good point, and we'll talk about, you know, the tentacles from this bill have got so deep into the healthcare system, into people's pockets, into the law. It's going to be tough. It's not a matter of just killing it, because at this point in time, you would hurt some people. We'll get back to that in a minute. Don't go far. Hey, go heat up your coffee, your tea, your warm milk, whatever it is you got going on there. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, we heard again McCain tonight has decided that he's going to vote against the new health. I mean, if he's not going to help the American people, he should just go home. Anybody in agreement with me? I mean, this is seriously starting to grate on me, as they say. Or grate. Is it grate? No, it can't be grate. Grade. Great. Yeah, but grate makes it sound like it's a big deal. Whatever. That's why the American language is so hard. I'm going to learn Spanish. It sounds better. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Producer Tammy will teach me English during the break. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to Xander Gibb and him helping us to kick off the weekend. You know, I always love when this guy's on with us because we have so much fun. He helps me kick off the weekend. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to kind of try to get a grasp on the tomfoolery that's going on not just in D.C., all across the country. I mean, we've got a lot of good, solid people. Don't get me wrong, but you've got a lot of whacktoids out there. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. I'm glad you said, like, whacktoids, and then you say my name.
Yeah, you like that, right? Well, I said we have a lot of them.
For sure.
I'll not put you in that group for the moment. We'll see how the interview goes.
Absolutely.
You know, but we were getting serious, and I don't want to get away from it. We were talking about the health care law and, the Obama law. But the problem is this. People are losing. You know, we have to make sure that the people are taken care of, but people aren't being taken care of. They're not getting the health care they need. You know, the U.K., I don't have the article, but I should have pulled it up for you. But the U.K., there was somebody, some of the doctors on the panel said, just to see a general practitioner, it could take you up to 10 months there to get just get a regular, exam. And that can't be good.
No, I mean, things have gone much better in the UK. And people, believe me, people still complain even though it's free here. You know, they're thinking of bringing in a new system. And the new system would involve that everybody pays a little bit for something. But it would be based upon your income. And they're even complaining about paying a little. I mean, if you don't have a lot, you know, like in the United States, if you don't have insurance, you want to go see a doctor, it's like $130 to see a doctor. So even if you have to pay 20 or 30 bucks to see a doctor, that would be so much better. But over in the UK, they complain. So it's very difficult to get it right at all. But I think that where we've got it wrong somewhat in the United States is that for far too long, the government has been in bed with the drug companies because, you know, it's all about profit. And I totally get that. But surely there has to be some ideology in there where, you know, I don't think health care should be free. You know, I hear all these Democrats saying, you know, everyone has the right to health care. Everyone has the right to access to health care.
Yeah.
That's where they're getting it wrong. But not to free health care, because I think even if you're on a low income, you should pay something. You know, the hospitals don't come for free. The electricity doesn't come for free. The uniforms don't come for free. And, you know, and to quote Margaret Thatcher, I love this phrase, and I say it a lot. You know, the trouble with socialism is you get to a point where you run out of other people's money to spend. So if something can be brought to the table that's workable, that's doable, that's manageable, and, you know, and then there's the big fight about pre-existing conditions. You know, so I'm someone with health problems. You know, I know for a fact that when that pre-existing conditions thing was brought in, it was abused. But there are some people that should benefit. You know, like people with kind of long-term illnesses and things like that. Because it should not all be about profit.
No.
There should be some balance in all of
it. Listen, I get what you're saying, but here's the other thing. I think without capitalism, without the free market, there would be a lot of drugs today that wouldn't be available to you. And I wouldn't even have been invented, because R&D comes with extra money. R&D, you know, research on these things come because you have a profit, because these companies want to make money. Can you imagine if the government was dictating this? I believe, I'm not a conspiracy guy, so I'm not saying this is a conspiracy, but I believe that we would have had a cure for cancer by now, you know, if the government wasn't so involved with this garbage that they're doing, you know? And that's a whole show. I've read a lot about that, and that's a whole show for another day. Some people say, no, we don't have a cure because of profit. Let me tell you what, it ain't all about profit. Some of it is about what the government wants, what they're looking for, and the Paul Ryans, the McConnells, and others, they get a lot of money from these big pharma companies. You know what I'm saying? So
they do.
But I want to go back to a couple of things you said. First, you know, I don't have a problem. My grandmother, an Italian immigrant who came here legally and all that, but she used to go to the clinics there in Boston. So there is health care for everybody. Everybody can get some form of treatment, right? They can't turn you down in emergency rooms. I mean, you got people in there with a common cold in a darn emergency room. But there was something put on the table at one point in time, and I heard it never even made it out of a closed room session, if you would, which was, you know, there is a Walmart within, 10 miles of everybody, so to speak. They're accessible to almost everybody. And somebody had suggested setting up clinics in the Walmart so people could get, you know, basic exams. They get basic medicines there at a Walmart, and it was poo-pooed because it was Walmart. And I'm going, so if you cared so much about people's health, if you really cared about the average American and the, you know, these people who are totally into healthcare did, it wouldn't matter where it was being dispensed. You think I'm right, or am I just being too
simplistic? I totally agree with you. Even if it was like a a pop-up porta cabin at the end of the parking lot, as long as it's possible for people to get the access to health care, I think that we're kind of, you know, we're kind of getting somewhere. But the thing is that the problem is that a lot of people use this to be divisive, and a lot of people on the left will tell you that this is more about getting health care for illegals and things like that. You know, I mean, I have some probably different views about than you about illegals and how we should handle illegal immigration. But we should be taking care of Americans first and giving them what they need and making sure their needs are met, because illegals should not even come into the equation. Isn't it true in California, if you're illegal, you can get Medicaid or Medicare?
You can get anything you want as an illegal in California, dude.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I've had health problems in the United States and had to go out of pocket. And to think that, you know, someone that's there illegally can get all of that for free is a bother for me.
It really is. Yeah, you should have came here and said that your name was Julio Gibb and you had no papers, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Listen, to be honest, I love it when people get mad at me. Oh, Joe, why do you talk like that? Well, it's not me talking like that. It's true. I can give you story after story after story where an illegal has gotten an upper hand over an American citizen, and it's just wrong, you know? Put it out there equally. How do you out of one side of your mouth fight, people shouldn't be. I almost did a story last night, but I was too worked up. The AG in California actually had the spine, I'm going to keep it clean,
to talk about how we are a nation of laws and President Trump should be following the laws. And we're talking about California, who bucks every law on the book. They had no right. Listen, they had no right, absolutely no right, according to federal law, they had no right to legalize marijuana. Whether you're for it or against it, take it from a legal standpoint, it's a federally regulated drug. So if they wanted to fight the fact that the feds were regulating it, they should have taken that to court, not just decided on their own, to put it out to the people and just do it. They don't have a right to do that.
No. I mean, can I just state something, and I'm sure that I'm speaking for you, saying this, even for all of we've said, we don't want anybody to be hurt. We don't want anybody to die. We don't want anyone not to get the treatment that they need, because that's what will be read into what we've said, and that concerns me. You know, I call it leftifying. They take what you've said and they leftify it, and that's worrying, because, you know, I do not want my words to be worked against me. And I think I'm eloquent enough to be clear about how I feel, but there are always people out there that will twist that and make that into something that it absolutely isn't.
Well, but you're right. They will twist it. They will. Here's the deal. Nobody wants somebody to go die because they don't have health insurance. I think the left always goes to the extreme with all this stuff. You're not going to die. You can always look. Even if there was no ACA, there's always a way for you to get treatment here in this country. But let's go, you know, they beat on the insurance companies. I got to tell you what, I can tell you times in my own personal experience and with friends and family around me where insurance companies have turned you down. So just because you have medical insurance, you know, private medical insurance, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you get an automatic pass to get taken care of. So it's the fear, you know, they call us the fear mongers. I mean, think about what they say. We want blacks back in chains. We'd be throwing gays and lesbians off of buildings. You know what I mean? We'd like grandma, you know, what was that commercial where grandma was being pushed off the cliff because she was too old to be taken care of anyhow. They just are amazing. And it's not working. I love it. It's not working. Hey, before the segment's over, go ahead and tell people where they can get more information on Xander Gibb. And you make it too easy, but go ahead.
XanderGibb.com. Everything is there. The book, the TV show, the radio show, the movie, the chocolate bar, you name it, is there.
Is chocolate there?
No. No, it's where you can send chocolate to me.
Oh. No, send it to me, and I'll make sure he gets it.
No, don't send it to Joe, because I'll never see it.
No, he won't. I'll give it to Tammy. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. More of Xander Gibb on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, please.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Alex. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And whether you want to or not, we're going to kick the weekend off with Xander Gibb. Hey, we're back with our buddy Xander Gibb. I love it when he's on the show. I always have a good time with him. Helps us kick off the weekend. It's party time. Get out to Geritol. Some of you might be old enough to know what that is. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You know, I should leave the mice hot during the breaks because I mean we have Geritol and chocolate cake. I mean, really, seriously. I mean, right? Chocolate cake, legal speed, Geritol, about the same thing for old people, but whatever.
I sent you a gift for your birthday. I sent you some Metamucil.
Oh.
Did it get to
that's
you?
That's what it got to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. one way to get the wallpaper off the wall in the bathroom. Thank you for that. So, I don't even know if I should tell this story. When I was a kid, my grandma was one of those like freaks to make sure you had movement every day, and that's exactly what she used to put in my cereal milk,
right?
Because that would help me have a regular movement. You know, it was all about regular movement. That used to chase me down the street if I had a T-shirt on. Very embarrassing as a child.
You mean movement like Black Lives Matter or Resist?
I'm talking about the, sure, right.
Same kind of thing.
Concert movement. Yeah, there you go. That sounds good, right? So, we were talking about something during the break, and it led to something else that drives me nuts, and we'll get into the meat of this in a second, but it is almost like there's a consistent drip, shot at masculinity, at men as a whole. It's kind of like, at first I used to think it was to bring, they're trying to bring this gender-neutral thing together, because, we don't want anybody to call out their gender. And one of the things I've been seeing more and more and more, people in their articles, they're writing about gender assignment at birth. I'm going, there is no gender assignment at birth. You're either an X or a Y. Either one. You either have these parts or these parts. There's no assignment. If you believe in God, that was your assignment, depending on the parts you have. If you believe in Mother Nature, that's your assignment. But one of the things that bothers me, for years you've been watching on television, the sitcoms and other shows, only dad is perceived as a flaming idiot. Every one of those shows, he can't even figure out how to tie his own shoes, right? And then of late, I'm listening to these commercials, and this one Ashley Madison commercial with a woman comes on, and she said, she's talking about her daughter, and her daughter comes on and says, hey, my mom always said that women can do anything they set their mind to, right? And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's cool, because I told my daughters the same thing, because my one daughter once said, I'm only a girl, I can't do that. I go, don't you ever use that with me, because you're a human, right? You're a person. You got a brain that functions between those ears. You should be able to succeed at anything you do. Not because you're a woman. You should just be because you're one of my kids. But anyway, you should just be able to succeed at anything you should do. I never hear commercials like that about men. I never hear dad rubbing his kid's head, go, look, son, you set your mind to it. You work hard at it. You can be anything you want to be. Have you?
No. I kind of think that it's a societal thing. Since the 80s and the burning of the bra, or whenever it was, the 60s or the 70s.
I still wear mine. But go ahead.
Yeah, me too. But we'll save that segment for a different show. It's kind of almost the media latches on to that. And they kind of run with it. But the thing is, for me, is that if you're a woman and you're crying out for equality, the equality is not just for women, it's for all of us. So to use that terminology is weakening all of us, not just women, not just men, everybody. Because, in 2017, we should be at a point, where we are equal. I mean, heck, all the things that women can do. I mean, the one time when women couldn't even vote. And we've come a long way. I mean, it's back to the old chestnut of equality or equity. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The thing that, again, back to what you said a minute ago, you hear, some of the lefties, right? The African American, the black lefties will say, look, as far as racism goes, you do this. Why don't you just call me a man? Why do you have to introduce me as a black man or a black actor? Why can't I just be an actor? Why can't I just be a man? I think it's the same thing with this whole equality, which I'm sorry, I'm on the mantra of my show is they don't want equality. They want control. They want to control the narrative. They want to control the words.
Right.
So it's the same thing here. Why do I have to say as a woman you can achieve anything? Why can't I just look and go, look, as an American, as a person, as a human, you set your mind to it. You work hard. You can achieve anything. And if you're going to write me an email about the Black American plight, don't waste the atoms, because I'm going to shred it. Why don't you go searching the television set? Go. We had a black president, a black AG, two of them, a female black AG. We have some of the most prominent people on TV are black. Yeah. So don't give me this stuff to where it's impossible for a black person to make it, because it's a line of crap.
Right. Let's talk for a moment about black supremacy, because I'm always pointing this out. Okay. With regard to people like, Joy Ann Reid, who has a show on MSNBC, you look at her timeline, she totally hates white people. So she's totally the other end of the spectrum, but no one but me calls her a black supremacist. Forget about white supremacy. What about the black supremacists out there that hate white people? I mean, that's never discussed. It's never talked about. And we've got all these divisions in society. And the reason that we have is because for years we want to chop everybody up and put them in a box. Not literally, unless it's Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'll have to say that on this show. I just think that we've got to stop the sectioning off of society. Because when we're sectioning off society, we're dividing us. Aren't we Americans before anything else? I'm an American before I'm a... Well, actually, no, I was going to say, I'm an American before anything else, but I'm actually a Christian before anything else. I'm a Christian, then I'm an American, and then I'm, you know... this week I was told that I was actually a political satirist, which I kind of like. That's like a funny... someone that's funny and talks about politics. So, you know, I was like, I'll take that.
As a Christian, let me ask you a question. And as, you know, an openly gay man, do you get, somebody was sending me articles last night after the show, and want me to comment on the fact that there's a push now to prove that Jesus was gay. And,
really?
Yeah. And so the first thing I said was, why? That's not his message has nothing at all to do with sexuality. Why?
No.
Well, why, is it a way to justify yourself? Is it a way to make you, I don't understand why this is even a topic.
Maybe it's because he spent all his time with men and hookers. I mean, you know, gay men do that. But seriously, I don't mean that disrespectfully.
I know you don't.
I just get so fed up of this, of the gay community, the LGBTQ, A, B, D, C, F, G, whatever it's called this week, community, trying to kind of equate this. You know, Jesus loves everybody. Jesus died for everybody, black, white, gay, straight, blue, pink, whatever you
large people
be.
Like us. Large people,
exactly. Large people, You know, thankfully. But what people try to do is take Jesus out of the equation and to say that, you know, Jesus was gay. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus was sexless. You know, Jesus was the son of the supreme being. And you know, and when I say sexless, I mean sexless, not that he wasn't male or female. I mean, you know,
I know what you mean. Yes. We don't have the hour to explain that, but go ahead.
No, we don't. But I just think essentially, it's rather concerning that groups try to do this. It's like, you know, oh God, Jesus was a Muslim, or, Jesus is this, or Jesus is that. You know, the only things we know about Jesus were that the things that are in the Bible. You know, you can't read into it. You know, he was the son of God. He was born a Jew. His father was a carpenter. His mother was called Mary. He drove a Ford Montego, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things are there. And everything else.
I think he would have drove a Prius. Just ask a Democrat. I'm sure that's true.
I think he would have done that. And he wouldn't have believed in global warming. You know, he would have been a climate denier. But, you know, when I pray tonight, I will ask God for information. I think you thought it's funny this week that all of this bad weather, people are saying, This is confirmation to quell these climate deniers that global warming is happening. How is that? We've had a hurricane every couple of years. You know, the weather system, you know, in the United States has always been that we've had these. So, you know, it's like saying, I eat too much all the time and I'm getting fatter. What does that tell you? Nothing.
Listen, we got to get rolling here because we're running up against it. But when in the next hour, because I'm not letting this go, we're going to talk about, you know, queering masculinity. And I sent that to you, but it is taking masculinity away from men because it's violent. It's a bad thing. Xander Gibb, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell people again how they find you. And I don't mean, don't send them to the pizza shop because the guy called and complained about it last night. So
I know. I'm banned from that one now. Everything is XanderGibb.com, and make sure you send your chocolate via me, but be sure to wish Joe Messina a happy birthday tomorrow because he is 21. You're 21, aren't you, tomorrow?
I am 29 for the 30th time tomorrow. And I plan on stopping there. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Right.
Anyhow. I'm taking it off the calendar. I'm asking for that day to be rescinded. Anyway, always a pleasure, Xander. And you keep healthy, and I'm sure we'll be in contact again next week.
For sure.
Hey, you know, send Xander, hop up on his Facebook page and just send him well wishes and all that. He is still recuperating. He's not immobile, but he's still recuperating from his accident. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Guess what? Brad Dacus joins us in the next hour. I've been trying to get him on from Pacific Justice Institute. Let you know what's going on in the real world when we come back.